Today on the Just Read podcast, we'll read Exodus chapter 1, verses 15 through 22. In addition to forcing the Israelites into slavery, Pharaoh also installed a plan to diminish Israel's population. Let's read Exodus chapter 1, verses 15 through 22. Then the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, one of whom was named Shiphrah, and the other was named Puah. And he said, "When you are helping the Hebrew women to give birth and see them upon the birth stool, if it is a son, then you shall put him to death, but if it is a daughter, then she shall live." But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt had commanded them, but let the boys live. So the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, "Why have you done this thing and let the boys live?" The midwives said to Pharaoh, "Because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are vigorous and give birth before the midwife can get to them." So God was good to the midwives, and the people multiplied and became very mighty. Because the midwives feared God, he established households for them. Then Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, "Every son who is born you are to cast into the Nile, and every daughter you are to keep alive." That was Exodus chapter 1, verses 15 through 22. Despite Pharaoh's best plans, God continues to providentially care for the Israelites in order to bring about his promises. Pharaoh's plan to murder the Israelite children as they were born was thwarted, and Israel continued to increase in number. Thank you for reading the Bible with me.